From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. With 7.1 billion people and counting on Earth, there are growing concerns about feeding the population. Most people aren't vegetarian, which means a growing hunger for protein from meat. But beef, pork, and chicken eat up a lot of resources. A recent United Nations report has a creepy, crawly solution. Eat more bugs. New technology and design provides a way to efficiently farm bugs. But of course, there's the issue that a lot of people just don't want to eat insects. I got a firsthand look and taste of some of this new technology at a recent event in New York. It's the only time I can remember the main course chirping. Outside, these chirping crickets are pests. In here, they're dinner. The crickets hop around in a clear plastic contraption about the size of a vacuum cleaner, kind of a steampunk habit trail. It's a prototype for a compact cricket farm. Jacob DeZamba created it.
This piece would farm about 2,500 crickets every 8 weeks. Sorry, can I just, do you mind if I...
A rebel cricket is escaping. DeZamba darts in, taping up the breach.
I think I found the leak, though.
He says a farm this size is an easy, cheap way to provide enough protein for 2 full meals a week. As people mingle, University of Georgia entomologist Marianne Shockley says bugs provide protein at a fraction of the cost of beef.
They require less water, they require less space, and they require a small amount of food.
All three are scarce in the developing world. Some cultures already eat insects, either ground into flour or whole, but many people feel like Caitlin Kelly.
Seeing the insect and its eyes and its legs, it's just kind of those kind of gross aspects of insects.
Aruna Handa enjoys eating bugs. She organizes events like this to get squeamish consumers and entrepreneurs interested, too.
There's a golden opportunity here, and we just have to figure out how to convince people to give it a try.
Like me. Cookie Martinez, normally a baker, shows me her cricket cuisine.
So we have cricket and crostini.
I'll try just a cricket, what would you call it, cricket?
Cricket sashimi.
You leave the legs on and everything?
Everything.
And crunchy. It's not a bad little snack. Do I have any legs in my teeth? I feel like I have a leg in my tooth right now.
You're fine.
Bug believers now, including the UN, say if enough people eat the occasional insect, the world will be better fed and better off.